Hello, and thank you for joining us for another episode of That Solo Life, the podcast about solo PR pros and marketers who work for themselves. I am Michelle Kane. My company is Voice Matters, and I am here with my wonderful co-host, Karen Swam of Solo PR Pro, the honcho that holds us all together. How are you doing today, Karen?
I am doing well, Michelle. How are you?
Yay. I'm good. So we decided to call this the quarantine check-in episode, since, you know, things are still going on. We are actually recording this on March 25 for your frame of reference, but it won't hit until the following Monday. So many of us, I'm in Pennsylvania, Karen's in Michigan, we're in some form of lockdown. I'm in the Philly burbs, so I am not going anywhere. And I think Michigan has just done something similar.
We did. We just went into shutdown mode on Monday. Well, Monday at midnight. So Tuesday was really day one.
I think our county was so fashionable and leading the charge. So we're about a week and a half in. And, you know, I not to make light of it. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a good reason why we are. And in fact, I did hear our very local hospital has not had, you know, knock on wood, any cases as of yet. I hope I didn't just jinx them, but
wow.
So, you know, everybody's working together and just kind of trying to navigate this as best they can. So we thought today we'd just talk about some of the things we've seen from businesses of what they're doing to, literally stay alive and stay relevant. And also some of the things we've been seeing as far as relief packages for solos and businesses as well. So I guess we should start with that, right? Right now, the major relief package is poised to pass Congress that we're happy has some things for solos in it and small business owners. So finally, we're finally seen,
which is really good. I mean, a lot of times when they do these stimulus packages or, any type of programs, it really targets people. Everybody, all of the small businesses except independents, which is unfortunate. And I was I was really excited to see that a lot of states are now relaxing their unemployment rules so that, you know, check with your state because you may be able to actually file unemployment if you're somebody whose income has just gone away. And, you know, we say solo, I mean, you know, we're solo PR pros, but there's so many other, you know, service people and knowledge workers that are solos in their profession that would be a godsend for because everything has completely stopped for them. So that's good news. And hopefully, you know, you set this before the call, like hopefully some of these changes that are being made for, you know, this particular crisis will stick and there will be policy changes.
Yeah, that would be great, especially coming up against, you know, the AB5 of it all. Just saying like, no, we are actual companies, you know, we file our taxes as companies, we're real companies, so please treat us like that. And similarly for 1099ers, you know, independent contractors, people who perhaps aren't that, it's, you know, you still have protections. I think anyone that performs, you know, legitimate work should have the same protections. I don't know why it should be any different because when it comes to tax time, they sure want the money. So
they do.
It could go both ways for a little bit, I think, or maybe forever would be nice.
I agree.
Yeah. The one thing, I was on a webinar for Pennsylvania for the small business disaster loans. And, you know, the one thing that I did pick up from that, and I'm going to hope that many other states might be following suit, is they're saying, you know, because I at the moment I was counting myself out. I'm like, well, I haven't suffered yet. Kind of stinks to have to do it after you're suffering, but I mean, I'm not delusional that I won't. But they said just file anyway, because it takes them so much time to go through it. So if you're in a state that is putting that out there, hopefully they have the same parameters of just file anyway. You don't have to accept the loan when it comes down to it.
You know, that's a really great tip, because that is true. You don't have to accept it if you don't need it. And I think for solos, the other thing is that there are a lot of, you know, there's a lot of relief support for bill payments, mortgages, rent, phone bills, car payments, which is great that companies are stepping up. But I mean, in all honesty, what else they c- could they do? Because this is not a hurricane that hit one city or one region. This is a, you know, it's global. The entirety of the United States. So I think that they, you know, they're being forced to step up. So I would say make a list, you know, make sure that you have a good list of your payments, you know, who do you pay? You know, this could be something that you could work on now, even if you don't need it, so that you don't have to scramble for it. You know, have a list of everybody that you pay with the right phone numbers at the go. And so if something happens, or you even think that something is going to happen, reach out now and find out what options are available to you. I've heard that like even Xfinity is not penalizing you for missing a bill payment. I think I want to say T-Mobile and AT&T are saying they're not cutting off, you know, mobile services during this time. And so, and I know some states, like in Michigan, our governor signed a eviction ban. So there's an executive order banning evictions. Hopefully many more states have done that. So, and there's mortgage forbearance programs out there, or mortgage holidays, as you're calling them in some places. So, you know, look into your options, because that can make you, that can give you a peace of mind.
Well, exactly. Because in all of this, it's like, okay, stay home, you can't work. Well, what's causing stress about that? We can all say, okay, let's go on a little national holiday for a month. What stresses us out? Well, our creditors are still wanting to get paid. Well, if you remove that from the equation temporarily, then I will gladly.
Yeah.
You know,
and I mean, for school PR pros, unfortunately, and I've heard mostly great things, honestly. People are busy, they're gaining work, their customers are holding steady, but there are some, you know, particularly those in hard hit industries who had contracts just abruptly paused or canceled. And so when somebody snatches your income from you without that 30 day notice that we typically have, that's devastating.
It is.
If you're somebody who serves really large clients and they, you know, comprise a huge part of your income. So I would even say, if you, you know, we sort of get that feeling, we know what's going on, right? We feel like, there's, this could happen. Go ahead, get proactive, find out the help that's available so that you are ready to spring into action right away.
Right. And you know what? And let yourself feel the feelings too, because, you know, it's you want to try and be on, as on your game as possible. So even though you can see it coming down the pike, you know, and the one thing that I like to keep in mind too is, you know, no one knows an end date for this, of course. You know, we're all hoping, you know, a couple of months maybe. So at least if we know that, and we know that the only thing stopping the business world is that, you know, hopefully then when, you know, when we all get the green light, it's going to be all systems go again. And maybe we'll have learned some things. You know, just who knows? I mean, we're even learning, you know, things about pitching. We were talking before we started recording about, my Philadelphia Public Relations Association had a Zoom. We had a Zoom panel. It was supposed to be in person. So it was about, you know, pitching the media. Well, of course, this was the topic. It's like, do you want to hear, you know, do you want any other news right now? Do you want any other pitches? And unanimously it was yes. Yes, we do. Because even if we can't get to it now, they said they're keeping those stories, you know, unless, as long as they're evergreen to a point. I mean, clearly no events are really happening, but good initiatives, things like that. They still want to hear from you. And there was one really good tip that they gave us, especially if you're trying to get clients on air. Either, now clearly, you know, if we're all locked down, we're not going to each other's offices, but make sure your client has a Skype room ready, or a Zoom room, has all, set up your space already where, you know, the background's going to look good. You can, the camera level's good. Maybe even hop on Amazon and get a TV light, you know, an inexpensive one. Set up a tiny little studio now and get a Skype account and a Zoom account so that you're ready to rock. It's not a big deal. Oh, they want me to be on TV. What do I do? So.
And here's a little tip. They have the, you know, the roll-up Skype backgrounds that you can use if you do Skype. But Zoom is turning out to be the popular platform that we've always used. But
And I did see they were coming up with some fun backgrounds.
And so here's my little Zoom tip on that. First, make sure that your system requirements, and you could do that by going to Zoom support, checking out the requirements, because your system requirements have to be able to meet the virtual backgrounds. But if you're all clear there, go ahead and do something fun. Like some of the home design companies and paint companies are getting in on the action and creating these cool backgrounds.
See?
For Zoom. And, you know,
creative business.
I love that. And, you know, Michelle, what I'm seeing, and I, you know, I'm sure you're seeing this too, is that the companies that have been able to pivot quickly are doing well. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, even as PR pros, think about ways that you can pivot, like lean into what's going on now. How can you shift the way that you do your business? How can you shift the way that you work to meet the current demand? So maybe it goes from in-person media training to now you're offering, you know, video media training. Maybe it goes from, you know, you were doing, you know, media relations. Now you're doing digital media relations. I mean, adapt, you know.
Yeah.
I've seen companies that are just like, they're not wasting time going, oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me.
Right.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And they've just like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where
it's almost, let's go.
Yeah, it's almost like putting things in hyperdrive, right? Because it's always where is your audience spending their time? Yeah. Well, we know now they're just scrolling.
Yeah. I mean, we had a solo pro colleague who is a crisis communications expert. And I swear to you, within week one, he had another crisis communication book out.
Yes, he did.
COVID-19. And I mean, I know sometimes solo PR pros are so uncomfortable with like marketing themselves or doing things.
Right.
Don't stop business development during this time. And as Michelle mentioned, don't stop pitching the media. I have been busier with media relations in the past, whatever time period we're in right now, because it feels like it's been 10 years, but then I have in an entire year. I mean, so I hear people giving advice like, no, this is not a time to market. No, please don't sit on the couch and just eat bonbons and think everything is over. Nobody cares.
No, it's not true. Because you know what? You're right. People are probably going to be watching their dollars a little more closely.
Yeah.
But they still need to know about you.
Those relationships. Because wait until this whole thing is over, you're starting at ground zero. But if you are nurturing relationships now, and guess what? People are eager to connect.
Yeah.
So set up a video call with a prospect. Yeah,
absolutely. It's funny. I've literally done that. There are a couple of people that we need to get together for coffee. It's like, well, I guess we're going to be doing like a Zoom chat or something or a phone call. And that's okay. I mean, colleagues have been doing virtual happy hours. Chambers of Commerce are now starting to do Zoom meetups. So, and actually another friend and colleague of mine, she reached out to a bunch of us who do different but similar things. You know, she's in the event design, but also print design space. Ooh. And so she's kind of calling together a, I don't know what you would call it, super friends of marketing.
I like it. Super friends.
You know, so she's kind of organizing, you know, who she considers leaders. And I said, me, really? No, I'm just kidding. So, you know, who knows what's going to come of that? I mean, maybe that after this is all over, maybe that's you know, a version of a micro agency that can do great things together. Who knows? I just,
you know,
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not saying that I'm not stress tired. I am. I feel more run down just because, you know, in the back of your mind, you're like, you know, the uncertainty is there.
It's
not going away. But we have to remain hopeful and seek out those hopeful messages. I know there's a guy, Paul Daly. He's in the automotive space, but he's been on LinkedIn giving these nice pep talks. And so I'll watch those. And so I'm like, you go.
I mean, I honestly feel like, not to minimize the real aspect of what we're going through, you know, people are dying.
It's terrible.
It's horrible. It's terrifying how many, you know, that they're predicting that 65 to 70% of our population will get it. Doesn't mean everybody's going to pass away from it and not everybody will experience, you know, severe symptoms, but it is a scary time. So I don't want to minimize that, but you know, human beings are resilient. And I feel like out of this horrible time that we're all experiencing at one time, some good things are emerging. You know, I've noticed that when I go out for walks with the dog, that my neighbors are social distancing, but everybody's like waving across the street and smiling and saying, how are you? And, you know, people are offering to run errands for, you know, seniors in the neighborhood. So they don't have to be out. And I just, so I feel like we reconnected with our humanity. You know, kids and parents are spending more time together and not everybody's running all over with their busy schedules and cooking again. They're baking bread.
They are. We see them.
We're all going to be fatter, but I just, you know, I just feel like, and then people are being creative. Like I love how people are just finding, you know, innovative ways and we're connecting and all of these tools we're here all the time. We always had Zoom, we all had social, but now people are using them in personal ways to
in good ways.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah. It really has reasserted the human need to connect with other people. Right, Belle? I mean, even though, some days, especially when we're doing the fast paced thing, it's like, ugh, people, I can't anymore. Well, yeah. What next? Well, we're kind of forced to not be that way.
That makes me really happy. So, you know.
Not saying it's going to stick, but we can be hopeful it will.
Yeah, that's the problem, right? Is that I honestly hope that it doesn't go back to business as usual. I hope it goes back to business improved.
Yes, I love that. Yeah. Business improved. Yeah. We're back and better than ever. And I think we will. It's. You know, just honestly, we're just taking things hour by hour, day by day. That's all any of us can do. So just be okay with that.
And you know, for solos, score one in our column because we have always, you know, most of us home office, or you know, I have an office, but I share it with my fur baby, and we have always had to contend with things going wrong. And it's been you know, sometimes your dog barks, sometimes your kid cries. Things happen. It is wonderful to watch all of these corporate types at home having to deal with these issues and being so much more forgiving. Like, my dog is barking. It's like, good. I'm glad you've got
your dog. Fine.
Good. I've got one too. And she's going to be noisy in a minute. I was on a call, on a video call, and one of my client's kids came over and gave her a hug during the call.
Aww.
And I'm like, thank you. Because some people were so like, you know.
Yeah, why do we have to have that veneer, right?
Like, that's so unprofessional. And now everybody's in their hoodies and their sweatshirts. Kids are running around and dogs are barking and cats are climbing on you. I'm like, it's like our world.
Makeup, what makeup?
Exactly. And it's refreshing. Whatever. So
it is. It is.
People go back to their corporate offices. I hope that they sort of remember that, you know what? Business doesn't have to be so button up and strict.
Exactly. It doesn't have to
be like human beings.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be just so couched and
so
I really like that. I had to laugh. I saw, I don't know if it was a meme or someone actually posted, you know, now that your spouse might be home working from home, you learn things about them. Like, I never knew my husband was a circle back to that kind of guy. Not that you're hearing them on calls and things.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's
gonna bring a whole new perspective to relationships.
That's hilarious.
But but
you know, I have no kids, but other dog parents, it's hilarious to me with them going, oh my God, how do I take care of the dog and work? And they're so stressed and I'm laughing.
Look at you, Sue.
What I've dealt with for 3 years since you know, Belle has been in my life. And welcome to it, because everybody would like see me and then they, you know, they think it was like so easy. It's like, no, it is not.
No,
So I'm sorry to feel a little bit of glee that some people are having these painful introductions, but
they'll get used to it. They'll get over the learning curve and they'll be as awesome as us.
Hey, listen, yes. I've got to do something to keep my mind off of chocolate and chips or
seriously.
I'm going to be so fat I won't fit through the door.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'm glad that things have, I don't know. My stress level has been that I don't really want to eat. So I'm like, oh good. This is a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to normal stress on top of the other stress on, but no, but yeah, you know, I guess
we're doing good and we're busy. It's still stressful because the world is stressful. And I think we have to acknowledge that. Like
you do, okay, you do. So
life is a lot right now.
It is. It is. It's a lot. And it's okay to say that. And it's also okay to know that, you know, at the end, you're going to be okay through this because what other choice is there? So, you know, no matter what happens, so I think, you know, just to wrap it up, stay positive, stay innovative, and you've got this, you can do it. And you know, we'd love to hear your take on this. Visit us at soloprpro.com, share the podcast, pass it around. So, cause what else do you have to do? You've already watched all the shows. So we thank you for listening. And until next time, thanks for listening to That Solo Life.